From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The European Union's finance ministers believe they have found a way to help Greece overcome its debt crisis, an issue that has riled world markets in recent weeks. 27 EU leaders attending an economic summit in Brussels are expected to offer more details on that agreement later today. Investors are still wary. They're worried that Greece's growing debt will spread to other vulnerable European countries and stunt economic recovery. New unemployment claims are down again in the U.S., reversing its upward trend from recent weeks. The Labor Department is reporting applications dropped by 43,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 440,000. This is welcome news to the White House, but University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says economic recovery requires two vital elements.
Businesses need customers and capital to expand. That requires fixing the trade deficit with China and fixing the broken banks.
Measures addressing financial reform are still under debate in Congress, but lawmakers are reporting progress on getting people back to work. Senate committee leaders have unveiled a bipartisan bill that includes a tax break for companies to hire people this year and funds for highway construction. Anti-government protesters are back out in the Iranian capital, demonstrating on the anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution. NPR's Mike Schuster describes the police response.
They used some violence, tear gas, truncheons. There were reports that there was live fire used on the crowd. There were also reports that police fired paintballs at the crowd in order to identify protesters perhaps later on for arrest.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Alexander McQueen, one of fashion's most influential designers, has died. A spokesperson confirms the 40-year-old was found dead at his home in London this morning. Official cause of death is unknown. McQueen was widely respected for his unconventional flair, reflected in dramatic pieces that earned the Briton a number of awards. A federal judge in California's Central Valley is rejecting farmers' urgent request to permanently lift restrictions on pumping water from the state's Delta region. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more from Modesto, California.
The restrictions on the amount of water pumped from the Delta are in place to protect an endangered fish. Trying to take advantage of a recent series of storms, farmers petitioned the court to allow the water to flow freely again so they could increase the amount of acreage. Dana Roddenberry, president of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, was disappointed that the judge rejected their request.
We were hopeful we'd be able to pump water in this time of the year when we have a lot of water running through here because of all the rain. It just means more lost opportunity.
Agriculture organizations say a three-year drought has driven some farmers out of business, and with water still scarce, more are likely to follow. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Dow's up 88. This is NPR. Researchers have discovered the first genes for stuttering. It's a disorder that afflicts 3 million Americans and often runs in families, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Many people think those who stutter have an emotional problem, perhaps rooted in an unhappy childhood. The new research, published online by the New England Journal of Medicine, may change that. Scientists have found mutations in three genes that account for about 9% of all stuttering. They think more genes will be discovered. Jane Fraser heads the Stuttering Foundation of America. Her businessman father started it because of his own struggles with the problem. Fraser says he would be very happy to hear that stuttering can have a genetic basis.
With adults who stutter who do feel guilty about not trying hard enough or that they're stuttering because they're nervous or whatever, I think it would be a tremendous relief.
Scientists hope the research will also lead to better treatments. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Prisoners may become a major political factor in the U.S. Census this year. The government will make information on inmate populations available to states earlier than usual, which could lead to congressional redistricting. A change could also determine how much and where federal money is allocated. Security forces in northwest Pakistan are reeling from a second attack in as many days. At least 15 people have died. In Banu, at least 8 people were killed earlier and more than 20 wounded from 2 explosions at a security complex. Again, that death toll has since risen. The second blast came as people were responding to the first deadly strike. No group immediately claimed responsibility. However, security forces suspect the Pakistani Taliban were behind it. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.